Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Extension Connection. Hi, I'm Melissa Roop, the Extension Educator of Family Consumer Sciences here in Fulton County. Today, I have the privilege of talking with our new program assistant in the office for 4-H, Courtney Krieger. And Courtney is an OSU student, and we're thrilled to have you in the office today, Courtney.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be here.
Awesome. So tell us about what you're doing right now in college.
So I'm currently a sophomore at Ohio State ATI, which is their agricultural campus. It's in Worcester, Ohio. I'm majoring in agribusiness with a minor in communications, and I'll pick that up once I go to Columbus after next year.
Great.
I'm working a job while I'm at college and staying involved with things like that and really just trying to focus on my studies and get through college.
Oh, that sounds amazing. But do you have fun at college too? What do you do to stay engaged and enjoy the college experience?
Yeah, so ATI is definitely they have a lot of clubs to help keep students involved. So I'm actively involved. I'm actually the treasurer currently for the collegiate 4-H club at ATI, and I also work a full-time job while at school, so that's kind of, I'm balancing schoolwork and then those clubs as well.
Those are good life skills to develop, aren't they?
Yes, it's very important, so helped a lot with time management.
I'm sure. Well, like I said, we're thrilled to have you in the office this summer, and I know that Kayla, our extension educator for 4-H, has your summer planned for you. So can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing this summer and engaging with the 4-H program?
Yeah, so we have pretty much the whole summer laid out because it's going to go so quickly. So right now I'm currently working on getting everything ready for 4-H camp. It's going to be here before we know it. So getting all the registrations in, helping to make sure we have all the supplies ready, and then as well as getting stuff ready for breakfast on the farm. Kayla and I are in charge of the kids' activities, so help making sure that we have all of our ducks in a row there and making sure we have everything ready for that. And then as the summer moves forward, helping to get ready things ready for still project judging, skill-a-thons, and those things to help get ready for fair is going to be really take up most of my time.
Excellent. And we have nearly 1,000 4-H's engaging in the program this summer, so it's fantastic, and I know you're going to be a huge asset to have things move along smoothly this summer. So when you think back, you're a 4-H alumni, right?
Yes.
So
I was a 10-year 4-H member myself, and it was a huge impact on my life.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That's awesome. So if you could give pieces of advice or things to be aware of to the 4-H'ers that are out there or people that maybe could join the 4-H program, what advice would you give them?
I definitely would say if you aren't currently involved in 4-H, to get involved now because it has definitely taught me so many life skills like public speaking, that time management, being able to be an officer, handle your project judgings with your regular schedule and get that community service in. And then for your 4-H'ers now, just to stay involved and go to things like 4-H camp and the skill-a-thons and just to get involved with those things because they're going to be so much fun. You're going to make memories that last a lifetime. Those were definitely, 4-H camp as both a camper and a counselor were definitely some of those memories that I'm going to carry with me forever and the friends that I made there. And then just to get involved in your club and at fair, just making sure that you're always staying involved because it's going to just help you later on in life and it's going to create those memories that are going to last with you forever.
Absolutely. As a former 4-H'er, I agree with everything you just said. It's been a few more years for me than for you. But so you mentioned 4-H camp. That's coming up right around the corner.
Yep.
How would they get involved? And can anyone get involved?
Yes. So registration for non-4-H members actually opens this Wednesday, and so you don't have to be in 4-H to attend 4-H camp. If you didn't get signed up in time, you can actually still attend 4-H camp. We have lots of things planned. It's going to be a very fun week, and I'm very excited for it. So you can just print out the registration form and bring it into the office or mail it in, and we can get you all signed up.
So if someone's out there thinking, man, I wish I understood more about this 4-H thing, how would they learn more?
So to learn more, you can always call the office if you know other people in 4-H, that's a great way is talking to your peers about what they know about 4-H, calling the office, getting information, or go to the 4-H website, and there's tons and tons of information there.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for sharing that. Is there any last parting words that you have for us?
I just would say just make sure you get involved. 4-H is a great program, and I really, really strongly recommend it to those of you who are thinking about it.
Yeah. Do you think it helped shape your decision for what career you were choosing?
It definitely was something. And growing up on a dairy farm, I definitely had that. I want to be in agriculture, but 4-H definitely pushed me to stay involved all those 10 years and then pushed me into the careers path that I'm hoping to go on.
That's awesome. Yep. Well, it's exciting to have you in the office,
yes,
and thank you for being a part of today's interview.
Yep.
So I'd like to mention a few upcoming programs we have here in the office that may be of interest. We have upcoming Serve Safe Food Safety Manager Level 1 and Level 2 classes being offered this summer in the office in June and in August. So please just call the office or go to our website to gain more information. If you want to learn more about building a spending plan, every second Tuesday of the month we are offering a Money Basics class here in the Extension office. Registration is required, but the class is free. On June 15th, as Courtney said, we have the Fulton County Breakfast on the Farm being hosted by the Henricks Krieger Dairy in rural Fayette, Ohio. And it's a free breakfast and a farm tour, and we're excited. This is her family farm, so you'll be able to see her 4-H life in action there. So, again, this event is free, but we ask that you register so we can have enough breakfast prepared for you. That link for registration is on our website. So please check out our website, www.fulton.osu.edu, for more details on all of these opportunities. And one last thing, we have a food preservation class coming up on June 7th. Again, that's on the Facebook page and our website. Thank you for listening to this week's show. Again, I'm Melissa Roop from Ohio State University Extension for Extension Connection on 96.1 WMTR. Make it a great week, Fulton County.